Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find a pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Practice nice printing. I will too. And then you may put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, can you find this object in your picture? Six. Six. Yes, six. Do you see the number six anywhere in our picture? Yes, it's on that kid's shirt. Let's color the number six red. Color inside those lines for me. Six. Make it a red six. Do your best. I know it's itty-bitty, but we can do it. And then let's color the rest of the shirt blue. Color the rest of the shirt blue. So boys and girls, will you sound out six for me? It has three sounds. Goods. It. It begins with S and it ends with X and X. You know I love those X endings. What if we took away the S in six and changed it to fix? I'll fix that right now for you. Yes, I will. I'll fix it right now. All right, put down your blue. You know what? Keep your blue crayon in your hand and let's color the pants blue too. Color the pants blue too. So his outfit, sorry, I guess it's not an outfit. I guess it's a uniform, his baseball uniform. You know, baseball happens in the spring. Sure does. I like baseball. I don't play it, but I like it. All right, put down your blue crayon. Will you look for this one for me? Ready? Yes, nine. Do you see the boy with the number nine on the shirt? Okay, let's color his number nine. We're going to do the opposite. So pick up your blue crayon and color the nine blue. Nine has three sounds like the word six. But if you were going to write it, you would need something at the end. Go ahead and color the rest of the shirt red. And then if you were going to write the word nine, you would need to put a bossy E at the end. You can't hear it, but if you write it, you would need to put it. Go ahead and do red pants for this number nine kid as well. We're doing the opposite. Okay, nine. What if we took the N away at the beginning of nine and changed it to pine, like a pine tree, like a pine tree. I don't have any in my yard. Put down all your crayons. Look for this one. Ready? B-at. B-at. Yep, bat. Now, it's not the kind that flies and freaks me out. I'll tell you that right now. It's not that kind. It's a baseball bat. Okay, can you count them for me before we color any of them? How many bats do you see in our picture? Yes. Two on the grass and two being held up by some batters getting ready. Batta, batta, batta. Hey, batta, batta. Let's color the bats in the grass yellow. Find your yellow crayon. We're just doing the bats in the grass yellow. What's the beginning sound in bat? B, b. And the ending sound? Ch, ch. And if we were to take away the b in bat and change it to k, k, what would we get? Yes, cat. There is not a cat next to the bat, not in this picture. All right, find your brown crayon. We're going to color the bats that the boy and the girl are holding. they're at that. We're going to color those brown. Brown bats. You'll have to go around their heads and stuff. Go around their heads and stuff. Color the parts of the bats that you can see. Okay, what if we took the k in cat away and changed it to mmm? Yes, mat. Mat. Okay, so we have two yellow bats and two brown bats. Is two and two, are two and two, what is two and two? Two and two makes four. All right, ready? Look for this in your picture. Ready? B-A-L. B-A-L. Yes, ball. There are a lot of balls in the picture as well. Can you count them? One, two, three, four. There are four balls again. So we already did two yellow and two brown bats. For four, let's try another way to make four. Will you color the ball by the boy with the six on his shirt? Will you color that ball orange for me? The ball that's next to the boy with the six on his shirt. Color that ball orange. And then, got it?
Got it.
All right, put your orange crayon down. And then color the rest of the balls purple. We can have any color of baseball or softball we want. Color the rest of the balls purple. So we have one orange ball, and then we're going to have three purple balls. One and three is another way to make four. You can have two and two, and you can have one and three. We could also say three purple balls and one orange ball. Three and one make four, and one and three make four. You got it. Is one greater than three? No, one is less than three. Okay, put down all your crayons. Look for this object. Ready? K-A-P. K-A-P. Cap. There are a lot of caps in our picture. A lot of the kids are wearing baseball caps. And did you see the one in the grass? I think it belongs to the girl with the five on her shirt because she does not wearing her cap. Maybe she doesn't want to get cap head. All right, do you see the cap in the grass? Let's color that one pink. Color that cap pink. What beginning sound does cap begin with? K, k. Yes, it's either a C or a K, and I'm here to tell you it's a C. K, k. Cap. What does cap end with? Cap. You got it. Ends with the letter P. All right, so we have a pink cap in the grass. And then the girl with the bat in her hands, the one at bat, color her hat pink too, but not the star. Leave the star alone. So color her hat pink too. All right. We'll leave the star. We're going to get the stars later. So leave that. Go around that star. All right. Put down your pink crayon. And now I want you to color. Sorry. Pick up your pink crayon. I made a mistake. The girl with the eight on her shirt, will you color her cap pink too? I'm just tripping all over my words. Color her cap pink. Two. There you go.
Here we are.
Okay, cap. What if we took the k away in cap and changed it to map? You know it. All right, find your green crayon and let's color the boys' caps green. Go around the stars. Color their caps green. Okay, so if we change the in map to t, what would we get? Tap. I know how to tap dance. I will tap on the map wearing my cap. These are all in the same word family, the app family, so they rhyme. Okay, but let's change the ending sound. If we have tap and we change the ending sound to n, we're not going to have tap anymore. We're going to have tan. Tan, which is like a brown color. Okay, two more seconds. Two. One. Put down your green crayon. Find your yellow crayon. Let's color the stars yellow. Color the stars yellow. And then let's look at the caps. How many caps did we color in all? Will you count them? One, two, three, four, five. Don't forget the one in the grass. Six. So three green and three pink make six. Three and three make six. Here's another one. Count the stars for me. One, two, three, four, five. There are only five stars. Six caps, five stars. Is five greater than six or less than six? Five is less than six. It's littler than six. It's smaller than six. Okay. Do you see the flowers in the grass next to the yellow bats? All right. I want you to color each of those in the grass only by the bats, laying down by the yellow bats. Color those purple, but of course don't color the leaves purple, but color the petals and the inside part purple for me. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of flower? Flower. Yes, F. And what letter sound do you hear at the end of flower? Flower. R. Okay, make those leaves green for me, will ya? Make those leaves green for me. Okay? And then put down all your crayons in three and two and one. And now do you see the flowers? I think they're daisies. Do you see the flowers in the background back by the bushes? How many do you see back there? One, two, three. That one over by the boy with the six on his shirt is kind of hiding. Let's color each of those red. Color each of those red. Not the leaves, of course, but the petals. And the inside can be red. One, two, and three. Okay, and then we'll go back and we'll get those leaves to finish it off. What about the word leaf? What letter sound does leaf begin with? O, L, and what letter sound does it end with? Leaf. F. Good. I'm doing my leaves right now, as a matter of fact. Okay, so how many purple flowers did we color? Two. And how many red flowers did we color? Three. Is three greater than two, or is three less than two? Three is greater than two. There are more red flowers than purple flowers. All right, will you find your pencil? We're going to do some work at the bottom. Will you go down to the picture of the cap with the line next to it? We need to put the beginning sound in cap. I give you app. I wrote the A and the P for you, but we need to put the beginning sound in cap. K-k-k. Yep, it's going to be a C or a K, and I'm here to tell you it's a See, that's right. I already told you. You must have been listening. Okay, scoot over. This girl's going to tap dance. What's the beginning sound in tap? Yes, the letter T. See how it also has the letters A, P? They belong in the same word family. So scoot over. There's map. We're going to write all the sounds for map. Ready? M, A, A, P, P, P. See how it has A, P, like tap and cap? They're in the same word family and they all rhyme. I'll tap, dance in my cap. Show me the map. All right, let's scoot down to the sentence. I see a ball. It's not a baseball. It's more like a beach ball. So I know I'm going to find the word ball in my sentence. Let's read the sentence together. It says, do you have a ball? Oh, I'm asking a question. It's a question sentence. I'm saying, do you have a ball? Do you? So you could say yes or no or not today, but you could answer my asking sentence. So we need to put a question mark in that big circle at the end of the sentence after ball. I make my question marks, I put a backward C at the top, straight line down, and then a period. So put a question mark because it's a question sentence. And then go back to the beginning of the sentence. Do you see those two little lines under the letter D? Will you trace those two little lines for me, boys and girls? We need to start our sentence with a capital D. All sentences begin with a capital. I think I've said it a lot on my Listen and Learns. So we're going to copy this sentence, this question sentence. Do you have a ball? You read it now. Good. All right. So go right underneath the letter D for do and make a capital D. Touch that ceiling. Make a big fat round tummy. And then the letter O. Do. Finger space. U-Y-O-U. Finger space. What's the next word? Have. H-A-V-E. Finger space, A. Finger space, what's the last word? Ball, B. Copy it, A, L, L. And don't forget your question mark because it's a question sentence. Do you have a ball? Okay, let's scoot down to the box of crayons. They're missing some crayons. Let's count the crayons in the first box. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Put 7 on the box. Now count the next box of crayons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put the number 5 on that box. Boys and girls, is 7 greater than 5 or is 7 less than 5? 7 is greater. You can see there's more crayons in the box with the 7 on it. So circle the box with the 7 on it because 7 is greater than 5. Scoot over. Let's count the spots on that ladybug. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put a 4 under that ladybug. And then count the spots on the other ladybug. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Put a 9 under that ladybug. Boys and girls, is 4 greater than 9 or is 4 less than 9? Yeah, 4 is less than 9. You can see 9 has way more spots. So circle the ladybug with the 9 spots. Last one. Let's count the pencils in this cup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Write a 6 on the cup. And then in this cup, there's only 3, you can see right away. Is 6 greater than 3 or is 6 less than 3? Yeah, 6 is greater than 3. You can tell. Circle the cup with the 6 pencils. We did it. Boys and girls, you're amazing. You rock. I roll together. We rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.